Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, last week there was another ranking America's top state for business, and the top state in the country was Virginia, and number two was North Carolina. And Virginia and North Carolina have flip-flopped number one and number two for the past 4 years. Texas was number three, and then four and five is Georgia and Florida. So in the top five states is Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. So who's missing from that list, Mike?
Well, obviously we are. What's going on?
Well, you know, you've heard the old saw that, you know, culture eats strategy for lunch. And I kind of think that's where we're at. If you looked at how they ranked us, we actually scored okay on a metric of infrastructure, and that's the state's transportation system. You know, the roads and the ports and things like that, we do pretty well. Georgia was actually number one in the country, which you can imagine with the airport and all, and their ports. Virginia ranked high. Surprisingly, the other four states ranked pretty high in workforce, and there they looked at STEM workers and workers with college degrees. And, you know, we were kind of middle of the pack in the country. And you and I have talked before about the fact that we lose a much higher percentage of our college graduates than Georgia and North Carolina. Georgia's actually a net importer. More people with college degrees move to Georgia than they lose when they graduate. North Carolina loses some, but we lose almost a third of them. So that hurt us in this ranking. And then some things that really are related to talent, technology and innovation, things like patents and research grants, we rank pretty low. Education, all four of these states are in the top half of the country, and we're in the 40s. It doesn't matter whether you look at K-12 or higher education. And then things like access to capital, you know, it's really hard to raise venture capital in South Carolina. So, and these are systemic problems. I mean, they've been around for a long time. You know, I guess one of my challenges is over the last couple of years, you know, I've been to talk to the General Assembly and talk to leaders, you know, locally here in Greenville, at the city and the county. I gave a presentation back in the fall, had a faculty member at one of our academic centers come up to me afterwards and, you know, wanted to make sure I understood it was not their responsibility for their graduates to stay in the state. They educate them to get a good job, you know, wherever that happens to be. You know, I talked to an economic developer not long after and said, you know, we have this pipeline of talent out of our universities. Why aren't we able to retain them more? Why can't we use that pipeline to recruit innovation centers, for example? And that person said, well, John, that's just not what we do. And that was about as frank as he could be, Mike. So, I mean, I'm a little bumfuzzled as to, you know, what we do to try to fix some of these metrics and move up in the ranking with really some of our neighbors.
I saw this and was kind of surprised that with all the good reports we've been hearing about how well our, you know, Department of Commerce is doing in attracting businesses here to our state. And, you know, I'm interviewing people in the business community all the time, and what a great place for business. And then we see this ranking here from CNBC, and I'll have to admit I was kind of surprised.
Well, I think the kind of things we're recruiting here are branch manufacturing kind of facilities, distribution kind of facilities. You know, if you look at the more innovation-oriented activities, like, for example, research dollars, the three North Carolina research universities generated about $14 billion over 5 years, and South Carolina only generated about three. That's Clemson, USC, and MUSC. Now, they're about twice the size we are, but, you know, they had $14 billion versus $3 billion for us, so, you know, pretty big gap. And you can look in venture capital and see kind of the same phenomena where Georgia over 5 years had $17 billion, North Carolina had $12 billion, and we only had two. We do have some opportunities. We've got some, you know, good university programs. We just don't see this as an asset to attract capital or innovation centers or things like that to the state.
Well, we just keep bringing up this topic and maybe something will happen.
Let's hope so.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to that CNBC business ranking posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.